patient, first name is Avery, last name Blunk, date of birth 06-12-03, date of encounter 10-08-24, history of present illness. Patient was seen 7 days ago in the emergency room for vaginal discharge, bad odor, itching, and swelling. They gave her ceftonir. She is unsure if they tested for the urine cultures or if they did gonorrhea, chlamydia, or if they did testing for bacterial vaginosis or yeast, whether symptoms are getting worse. Next paragraph, medical history, non-contributory. Next paragraph, surgical history, non-contributory. Next paragraph, allergies, no known drug allergies. Next paragraph, social history, no reports of alcohol or tobacco use. Next paragraph, labs in office, UA showed positive for leukocytes and blood for urinary tract infection. Next paragraph, physical exam, patient. Awake, alert, and oriented times 3, no acute distress noted. ENT exams within normal limit. Neck is supple with no thyroid enlargement. Respiratory system is clear. Breast sounds. Abdomen is soft and non-tender. Cardiovascular rate and rhythm is normal. And skin is without rash or lesions. Vaginal exam showed mild erythema to the posterior vaginal opening, as well as thick green mucus discharge with a foul odor. Diagnosis, next paragraph, diagnosis, bacterial vaginosis, STI exposure, plan will treat with Flagyl, also will send the urine for a culture as well as gonorrhea chlamydia swab as well as a bacterial vaginosis swab, and adjust plan depending on results. Patient's discharged in stable condition.